poll, swing voters hugely opposed 2020 Democrats promising more immigration. By John Binder on August 5, 2019. Swing voters, by a large majority, say they are unlikely to support 2020 presidential candidates who support more illegal and legal immigration to the United States, a new poll finds. The latest Harvard/Harris poll reveals that about 69% of swing voters said they are somewhat unlikely or very unlikely to support a 2020 presidential candidate that supports opening the U.S.-Mexico border to more illegal and legal immigration. Overall, about 64% of registered voters said they would be more unlikely to support a 2020 presidential candidate that backs increasing illegal and legal immigration to the country, including about 63% of Generation X voters, 45% of Democrats, and 66% of voters who describe themselves as moderate. Working class and lower middle class voters, by a majority, are increasingly unlikely to support 2020 presidential candidates who support increasing illegal and legal immigration levels that drive up foreign labor market competition against which they would be forced to compete. About 65% of Americans with some college education or less said they would be more unlikely to vote for a 2020 presidential candidate that supports more immigration to the U.S. Likewise, nearly 70% of Americans earning $75,000 or less a year said the same, as well as 66% of suburban voters and 76% of rural voters. While President Trump is running on an economic nationalist platform that seeks to reduce overall illegal and legal immigration to the country in order to increase wages and open blue-collar job opportunities for America's working and middle class, 2020 Democrats have vowed to open the southern border, allow millions of foreign nationals to seek asylum in the U.S., and increase legal immigration levels. Former Vice President Joe Biden, for example, has routinely said that he supports a legal immigration policy that effectively allows any foreign degree holder to seek a white-collar job in the U.S., and he has promised to provide free taxpayer-funded health care to all 11 to 22 million illegal aliens. Similarly, Senator Elizabeth Warren, DMA, has committed to increasing legal immigration levels that would bring in more foreign competition to working and middle-class Americans while decriminalizing all illegal immigration. Recent polling by NPR/PBS NewsHour/Marist finds that moderate Democrat voters are turned off by the open borders, more legal immigration position that nearly every 2020 Democrat presidential candidate has taken. The Washington, D.C. imposed mass immigration policy, whereby more than 1.5 million mostly low-skilled foreign workers are admitted to the U.S. to compete against Americans every year, has been a boon to corporate executives, Wall Street, big business, and multinational conglomerates, as every 1% increase in the immigrant composition of an occupation's labor force reduces Americans' hourly wages by 0.4%. Every 1% increase in the immigrant workforce reduces Americans' overall wages by 0.8%. The poll surveyed 2,214 registered American voters online between July 31 and August 1. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.